Software billionaire Paul Allen announced plans today to invest $100 million in a new cell biology institute in Seattle. KOW's Jamala Henderson asked biotech journalist Luke Timmerman to break down the news.
Paul Allen plans to create what they call a cell observatory. The idea is to look at some of that genetic code and create a predictive model for what that cell will look like and how it behaves differently when it encounters a certain stimulus, like, say, caffeine. You might respond differently to caffeine than me, but we don't really know in biology how to predict that response at the cellular level.
And I heard some talk of it being created in a 3D model.
Yes, that's part of why this makes sense now. So computation has come a long way in the last few years, and it's now possible to create these 3D computer models of a cell and display it on a web browser so that a scientist in New Zealand, say, can look at it and make some hypothesis about how a cell might respond to a certain stimulus and actually test it out on a 3D model of the cell. You know, if you think about here in Seattle, we know a lot about Boeing and airplane modeling. Because we know the laws of physics quite well, you can take a plane and put it on a computer and say it's this shape and it weighs this much and the weight is distributed a certain way with this much power, it will fly. It's highly predictive. And of course, you still have to run test flights, but biology doesn't have anything like that, that kind of predictive power.
So these predictive models, what kinds of discoveries could it lead to?
It could help pharmaceutical companies test their experimental drug compounds in a computer environment before you run it through long, expensive, tedious clinical trials. That's one obvious application. But on a more basic level, it could also help scientists predict when an individual tips from a healthy state into a disease state with, say, Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. That's hugely valuable for basic science.
What kinds of concerns do critics have of the kind of research that's going to be done like this being privately funded?
I think in the past, critics have had concerns about intellectual property in terms of who owns it. Would Paul Allen, say, try to reach through and assert patent rights to somebody's billion-dollar drug that might have come from this? And they have essentially resolved those issues for the most part. People could argue that this really should be the job of the federal government, the basic research budget of the National Institutes of Health. But the fact is that that federal agency primarily funds individual researchers with individual bright ideas. And they don't invest very much in big resource infrastructure type projects like this. So Allen's hope is by making this kind of investment in infrastructure, it will enable scientists to go forth and get those grants and pursue their ideas. It will help catalyze more discovery.
Biotech journalist Luke Timmerman talking with KUOW's Jamala Henderson about Paul Allen's investing in a new cell biology institute in Seattle.